Welcome to an interview with the CEO of Inhan Guides, Trevor Winkworth, and we're sitting in the Maryborough Hotel in Cork, and it's early in June, Trevor, June 2014. And where is Inhan Guides today?
Paul, nice to talk to you again. We haven't spoken for quite a while. I think it's been almost a year.
Oh, it's ridiculous. There's so much has happened, but we can't cover everything.
Okay. No, in a nutshell, we have taken an investment in from Kernel Capital, which came in earlier this year. We have launched into Niagara Falls, our biggest order ever. We have 150,000 units in 8 languages going now on sale in Niagara. It's a souvenir audio guide if you visit the falls. We have launched into Genoa with a souvenir.
Genoa initially?
Initially.
And I'll really? Be in there Italian?
In Italian and English. Sorry, in 6 languages, Italian, English, Russian, and off the top of my head, I think Spanish, French, and German. And I'll be over in Genoa at the end of this month as a guest of the Tourist Board to review how the launch has gone and what's happening. I'm also going down to Florence. We have also launched 2 new projects for Cork City. We don't forget it. We always remember what happens in Cork. The Cork Tourist Trail.
You are a Cork company. You
are a Cork-based company.
Cork-based company. So what are the 2 things in Cork?
Cork Tourist Trail will be launched this summer by Cork City Council, and they're targeting people coming off the cruise ships. And we are launching with Cork County Council Spike Island, which is a very interesting one, and a tourist spike for tourists who go over to the island in conjunction with the local community.
And of course, everyone's trying to get Cork to work as a whole unit, city and county together. So you're actually straddling both.
We're straddling both, and we were in discussions for next year to try and achieve that. That when we launch, which the other good news is, we've been working away on our little wireless unit, which we lodged a worldwide patent on the triggering technology. So not the player, but the triggering technology, the beacons to trigger it. That was completed, a provisional worldwide patent went in on March the 14th, just before Paddy's weekend, in America. And that would allow us to have a unit for a whole city. So you could come to Cork and the same product could be in, for example, the forts of Cork Harbour. You could have Camden Spike. So we have proposed that. It was too early this year, but maybe next year. And similarly in a city, it could be triggered as you walk around the city. It could be triggered as you're on a bus. And we're going to test the new wireless unit this year using the Cork Trail as a basis for it. So the Cork Trail will be a basis to test for City Hall our new wireless system, and we'll include, very kindly, Cronin's coaches have offered us the use of their coaches to see whether can we also trigger from people on a coach.
And this is to save people a load of data consumption, because if a tourist arrives in a city, right, and they go onto an app or something like that to get an audio about how to travel around, that consumes loads of data.
Oh yeah,
it does,
and it's expensive. Because if a tourist bought our little unit, and with the wireless triggering, they don't even have to think about it. As you walk around, it triggers the content that's already preloaded. So you could have 20 tracks, 40 tracks. You could have sites anywhere you want. Now, that's up and running already behind the scenes and has been tested. But we're moving into a much bigger phase over the summer for next year.
Look, talking about big things, I want to take you back to Niagara Falls, right? I've been there once myself, right? What on earth are you doing? What have you done in Niagara Falls?
Our partners, Audio Connexus, have signed a deal with Hornblower Cruises, who have taken over the running of what previously was the Maid of the Mist. But they now have their new boats in it. They have a new visitor attraction centre. It all launched officially this weekend. Now it's been what they call a soft launch for 3 weeks. And as part of the experience on the boats, they're not giving people headsets to plug into a boat because you go under the falls, it's wet. What they've decided upon very nicely is our souvenir audio guide. So you either buy it and use it, or you take it away as a souvenir. And it's in 8 languages, and it's been particularly targeted to tour groups coming in.
So you can go into the falls wearing all of your waterproof paraphernalia that I well remember, right?
Yeah.
And in the middle of all that spray, you can hear
an
in-hand guide telling
We had to redesign the unit to keep water out.
Did you?
And it was even tested in pre-tested in somebody's shower.
And you could test it in Ireland easily anyway.
They tested it in a shower.
Really?
Sat in the shower for 5 minutes.
Look, I know you haven't got long, but where are you going next? Come on, as a business development guy, you spend your time flying to China. I've spoken to you when you've been in New York and Chicago. Mm. You know, where are you going next?
Next week is London, where we have a load of very interesting possibilities for next year. And that's why I can't say a lot about them, but there's a lot going on. And from London, I'm heading to New York to catch up with our client, the 9/11 Family Tribute Centre. They sell our product in, we supply them in Spanish and English. It's right beside the National Monument, and then you walk around 9/11. So they're selling our product again, and from there I go up to Boston, to the Boston Freedom Trail, who are in the second year of selling our product in Boston. So you can walk the history of Boston. It's a 2.5 mile trail, 2 hour guide.
The two-hour guide, is it?
It's two hours. It's the longest one we produce.
You haven't got one for Chicago.
I'm going to
Chicago at the end of June now. I'd like
a
guide.
We should have, I can tell you offline who we should be with. It's postponed to next year because they had a poor, Chicago was hit with terrible weather.
Tourist
numbers were down. So they hope to launch next year.
Right.
We'll see. But I'm into Boston and I'm back to Ireland. And then in 2 weeks' time, I'm in, as I said previously, off to Genoa. And down to Florence.
Yeah, is that just eat pasta with the Genoans? What is it about Genoa that you're going there for?
Well, as I said, because they've launched our product in 6 languages, and I'm very interested to see how we can develop further into Italy. We're in discussions with a company to launch city guides. A Spanish company are looking to launch city guides into 6 cities as a test model, again, through tour operators. And they've just placed the order. And they're testing it for a load of Italian and Spanish cities.
And how many languages have you got?
Well, it all depends on each product. Like, Genoa is 6, Hornblower is 8.
I mean you, Trevor Winkworth. How many languages can you speak?
English and English.
Right.
And I've had a few beers, a little bit of Chinese.
And look, what about the shape of the company? I mean, people working in the company. Has there been any change? You know, what direction are you going in terms of staffing?
With the investment, we've employed 2 new people. So we now have an operations manager, we have an accountant, we have our sales and marketing all in the Rubicon in Cork. And we're looking, we have a grant to look to expand to somebody in the US. So at the end of this year, we should see our employment. At the moment, it's 4 in Ireland plus contracted people. I'd expect another 2 people by the end of the year in Ireland. So we're expanding nicely, and the good news is sales this year have trebled, and we should be very close to $1 million by the end of the summer.
Sounds good. And, you know, if I was to say to you in 5 years' time, ridiculously, assuming you survive, assuming you, you know, the company grows and all that, I mean, how big a company would you like it to be in 5 years' time?
I'd like to be sitting on an island in Bermuda in 5 years' time having a pina colada. In the next 2 to 3 years, we would expect to treble our sales. So we would hope to hit 1.5 to 2 million next year and double that, you know, 3 to 4 million the year after. A lot will depend on the new wireless technology that we've patented. That has the potential to turn us into, yes, in 5 years, a $20 million company.
Right.
But a lot can happen between now and then.
Absolutely. So, and capturing us on audio like this is what we'll do.
Yeah. What we'll do is we won't leave it so long in future. We will capture everything a little bit quicker now, every few weeks.
Okay, agreed.
Paul, great to
agreed.
See you.
Thank you very much. Paul O'Mahony and Trevor Winkworth, thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.